Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe, and I just tested negative this morning.
Yay!
And probably 15 times this weekend. I shoved that swab so far up my nose that it hurts. I had cold symptoms.
Get some brain matter on there?
Yeah. No, not that high. I'm certain I had COVID. And I thought that...
But you've been certain you've had COVID 20 or 30 times? No, everyone has. You have a right to be worried.
The summit of clarity for me, I'm certain. But the negative test from my antigen, I don't trust it. And maybe you've heard people say that antigen tests don't work against Omicron?
There are anecdotes, bundles of them, if you're reading online comments or even talking to friends or relatives who... It feels like this hasn't happened before. Previously, it seemed like antigen tests picked up, you know, a positive COVID-19 case a lot of times. And now, again, it's just anecdotes.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of cases where people have tested positive or later found out they were positive with a PCR test, and the antigen tests didn't really pick it up. Or this data out of, I believe it was New York City, showing that quite a few people, I think it was 30 people, you know, they're symptomatic or it's developing, and the PCR test had picked it up, but not the antigen test.
3 days later, the positive finally came in. Anyways, with the spread of Omicron, it would be very good to know whether antigen tests don't work. We got in touch with a top expert here in Germany, a top diagnostics expert, and posed that question to her. This is Claudia Denkinger down at Heidelberg University.
Yeah, and just to be clear, we were able to sneak in, 10 minutes with her, 5 minutes with her, while she was on call at a hospital there. So Gabe and I had to hop onto one microphone. We talked to her on Zoom, but she still had some really, really important things to say.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, I'm Claudia Denkinger. I'm the head of infectious diseases and tropical medicine at the Heidelberg University Hospital. And I'm a research expert on antigen tests that are relevant for infectious diseases in global health.
Claudia, there are a lot of people right now who really don't trust these tests anymore. Lots of anecdotes of them not catching Omicron variant COVID-19 cases. Do these tests still work? Can people trust them?
So at this point, we don't have definite data. It's being collected as we speak. But from the data that we can extrapolate, so that we can take from other information, we think that they should be still working well, especially at the time of symptom onset. They should be still detecting the infection.
Compared to the way they were working with other variants of COVID-19, do we have enough data to say that?
So we cannot say at this point whether they work as well as with Delta, Alpha, or the wild type virus. But from the data that we have to date, they work either equally well or maybe a little bit less well. But if that is actually relevant for the detection of an infectious case is uncertain at this point. And we think most likely it's not. So we think most likely they're going to be equally good in detecting a clinically infectious case of Omicron. But as said, we need to confirm this with studies. And the reason why I'm saying that is because on the one hand, even if the sensitivity in the lab might be decreased, it also looks like Omicron more quickly generates a lot of virus in the respiratory tract. And that might compensate for the little bit lower sensitivity, even if it's there, and then it might actually result in the same, what we call clinical sensitivity, and that means detection of an infectious case.
So over the weekend, I had cold symptoms, cough and sinus congestion and runny nose and all that. I must have tested myself 15 times while I had symptoms, and they were all negative. Is it safe enough for me to say that I don't have COVID-19, especially
right
with this guy sitting right next to me? Do I not have COVID?
I'd hope so, because otherwise I think, your colleague would be infected.
No, but seriously.
So from the data that we have so far published only in preprints, it looks like that at the time of symptom onset or shortly thereafter on the second day, the tests do become positive. We still have with antigen tests, as we had before, this window that we miss. So the person with symptoms could be infected even before they, could be infectious even before they have symptoms. And that window we still miss with Omicron as well. And it might be that it's a bit of a longer window, but at the time of symptom onset or the latest the day after symptom onset, the tests look like they're still detecting the infection.
That early window is one thing, but what I really don't understand at this point, just one of the anecdotes is from one of our colleagues in Berlin, and she had cold symptoms. She had a suspicion, so she did a lateral flow test at home, a rapid test, positive. Then she went to the official testing spots in Berlin. She took two rapid tests, negative. And she thought to herself, no, I think I have this. She got a PCR test that same day. PCR test was positive. How could two antigen tests, in between, have missed that?
By the same manufacturer. So it wasn't like a different test.
Yeah.
So that's an important information, Gabriel. Thank you for that. Because I was going to say the biggest problem in the antigen tests in Germany, at least, is the variability in their performance. So how good they are both in detecting an infection and a positive test actually meaning that it's a COVID infection and nothing else. The reason why she was negative on the second and third sample, that's a bit harder to explain if it was the same manufacturer. It could be that it's variability in the way the sample was taken. We see a lot of that as well, even in the official testing sites. Sometimes also temperature affects these tests. So I always worry when I see the testing sites outside in the cold, it's 1 degree, they do the test there. Most of these tests are not good when the temperature falls below 15 degrees. So it might be variability in that, both in terms of the sampling quality as well as the test quality. And in this case, maybe under the conditions that the testing was performed.
Would a possible solution then be to just test more times?
Yeah, I guess.
And then at the end of the day, the truth will come out, I guess?
Yeah, so I think that's an important point, and that's what I tried to say before, like a one-time test negative at symptom onset is not sufficient. One should test at least on the second day as well. And if we talk about asymptomatic testing, then regular testing is important. So the 3 times testing that is now recommended in certain settings like kindergarten, schools, is certainly a good way to go, because then even if you have this window where you don't detect the infection, typically you detect it with the next time. And it's better to have a test with an immediate result than to have a test that gives you a result a few days later, even if it is more sensitive, such as with a PCR.
Right now, so many colds out there are what are being called quote unquote COVID colds. There are a large percentage now that are COVID infections. And so it's really hard for normal people to distinguish between, do I have a typical seasonal cold or do I have COVID? I guess my question for you is, what would you say to me or to anyone out there, if I get a cold, runny nose, sore throat, whatever symptoms, how many times do I have to test myself and on how many days before I can really with a high degree of confidence say, look, I'm not infectious, Gabe's not infectious, I can, if I have to, go back to work and work through this because I've tested clean?
That's a very difficult question. You were a lawyer, I would say just don't go to work when you have symptomatic. But if you, as we want to keep our essential infrastructure and our work going, we need to obviously allow these people with common colds to go to work as well. And there I would say, at least test yourself on the first day of symptoms, on the second day of symptoms, and if both are negative, go to work. So stay at home for at least 2 days. Ideally, you know, a third day. The more you test, the better. Fact is that these tests are not perfectly sensitive. So if you go to work, if you hug and kiss and don't consider other hygiene measures, you still have a risk, because these tests, even in the highest viral loads, will only capture 9 out of 10 cases. And overall, probably like 4 out of 5, the good tests. So you still have a risk. So a negative test doesn't, you shouldn't omit the hygiene measures, distancing, masks, and all of that.
Claudia, any word on this discussion about whether, with Omicron in particular, it might be better, instead of, you know, sticking something up your nose, to go for the mouth? Are you seeing anything that would indicate that?
So that's a very difficult question for which we don't have data yet. There's data being generated, whether there is a different viral load at different times of the infection in the nose, in the saliva. At this point, there is hints toward that, but we've seen kind of these anecdotes and hints for every variant. So at this point, the problem is that these antigen tests for prior variants did not work well in saliva. So at this point, I would say stick it up your nose. You're much more likely to get a positive test there than with saliva. From the data that we have, both from a systematic review of the literature, as well as from our own data, we see that in the saliva, in the mouth, the tests are 20 to 30% less sensitive. So you're missing quite a number more cases. And so at this point, Omicron would have to be really there would have to be a lot more virus in the saliva for the antigen tests to be better on saliva than nose. So stick it up your nose and not in your mouth.
And again, that was Claudia Denkinger talking to us there from Heidelberg, where she heads the Department of Tropical Diseases, and actually is a lot bigger than even that.
Yeah. She said something there to us once we stopped recording off the record. We're not going to mention exactly the details, but essentially the German government is asking her whether antigen tests, whether rapid lateral flow tests, are good enough for the country's national strategy.
So this same question that you and I walked into the studio to talk to her about, we were asking the same things as the German government.
Exactly. And she had a very clear and important message. Yes, these tests work. They may not be as...
sensitive?
As accurate, as sensitive, but they still work.
I mean, to be fair, obviously, Gabe, you and I were operating on that assumption. I don't try to spend my time with people who I think have a COVID-19 infection, an active one. I try to avoid them. And
well,
not
in this case, with me, you...
I mean, we work together, and we have to make certain. There's always risks somewhere.
I'm happy that I know for sure now that I am negative.
We are very lucky, I should say, that we live here in Germany, where you go to an online shopping store and order boxes of 25 or 50 or 100 antigen tests. We step outside the door here at Deutsche Welle, walk over, 50 yards? And you got tested this morning. The testing capacity here is huge. And I know that is not the case elsewhere. But yeah, wherever you can get these rapid tests, these lateral flow tests, they work.
It still makes sense to do the test.
Yeah.
And not just one, a couple, or three, but do them, because they work.
No, yeah. And again, that early window that she mentioned, I'm not even sure what to do with that. So the early window she's referencing means if you are asymptomatic, you don't know you've been infected at that point. So you are either going to develop symptoms or never develop symptoms. You remain asymptomatic.
At that point, you can still spread it. You can still give it. You're still contagious.
Yeah. And there
the antigen doesn't pick it up.
Correct. A PCR might. And in a perfect world, the antigen test would pick it up. And so you'd think, oh, I'm healthy today, but I'm going to go see 10 people. Might as well test. Oh, my gosh, I'm positive.
Yeah.
That's not quite the case. So as a society, we just have to operate under the assumption that, yeah, some people out there are going to be asymptomatic, and they're going to pass an antigen test to go into what in Germany is called a 2G plus situation,
yeah.
Three vaccinations plus an antigen test. You're not always safe, as we just learned from our colleague in Berlin, who thinks she got infected at a brunch in Berlin where everyone was triple vaccinated and tested. It is, there is still risk.
With that said, there is confusion out there. There's a lot of conflicting results that these tests have given. Have you noticed any of that? Any stories to share? Anything to say about what Claudia Denkinger said today? Get in touch. SU@DW.com.
Science Unscripted.